Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph Ois Yod. This is Shir number 12. We continue to discuss the principles of Tshuva. Now, the first principle of Tshuva. What is the first principle of Tshuva that Rabbeinu Yonah brings down? And he says, person has to have charata. Person has to have regret, remorse, feel bad for what he did wrong. In order for a person to have the proper regret and remorse, he has to realize that there's something called consequences for his behavior. A person will be held responsible for his actions. And the person has to make a calculation. Every single person has to be a businessman. And the person has to take out his spiritual calculator and ask himself the following question. I have an neshama mimal. I have a very important neshama. This neshama came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. He blew inside of me the spirit of life. And he gave me this holy neshama. If I do something wrong, I will be held responsible. There are consequences to my behavior. Person has to have charata and realize there are consequences to his behavior. When a person realizes this and he internalizes, not just intellectually, but emotionally, then he could do a proper charata for the first step of tshuva. Ata nevar ikrei hatshuva. Now we'll start discussing the first principle of tshuva. The first step to the process of tshuva is to recognize that what a person did was wrong, and that he will suffer the consequences of his actions. Ha'ikir harishon ha'charata. The first principle is charata, is regret. Person has to feel bad. What did I do wrong? How could I have done that? Yovin levovoi kirav amar ozvoi yes Hashem. A person has to understand in his heart, not intellectually, not only intellectually, in his heart, he has to understand. Yovin levovoi kirav amar ozvoi yes Hashem. This is terrible and it's bitter that he abandoned Hashem. He left Hashem by doing averus. And he should pay attention and take to heart that there will be a punishment. There will be full retribution for the aveira that he did. A person has to understand this. And the more a person understands this, then he'll realize, I want to avoid this. I want to avoid this in the future. I don't want to be punished. V'yischaret ha'maisav ha'roim. And he should develop this sense of regret. V'yoyimah b'liboy. And he should say in his heart, say to himself. Person should say the following, me'osisi. What have I done? Me'osisi. Eich lo'y hoya pachad alakim v'neged einai. How could it be possible? How could I have done something not realizing that I'm standing in front of Hashem? That I don't have the proper fear of Hashem before me? That Hashem will judge my behavior? If I could just give a claim the marshal, small marshal, as children, one of the practical jokes children play on each other is they pull a chair away from the person when he's about to sit down. And not only that, they'll sometimes offer him a chair first in order to fulfill their goal of pulling the chair away. They first want to offer him the chair, which is even a worse evil. And they pull away the chair, and then the person falls down, gets embarrassed, and starts chasing the individual around the room, whatever it might be. And everyone's laughing at the person who fell on the floor. And he's extremely embarrassed. But what happens if the person who falls on the floor doesn't get up so fast? And he really hurt himself. And he's or rather, the person who pulled away the chair hurt him, and he's in tremendous amount of pain. He does not get up. And imagine they have to call 911. They have to call Hatzalah and put this person in a stretcher and bring him to the hospital. In that scenario, the person who pulled away the chair, he sees before his eyes, he sees, what did I do? Me'osisi, what have I done? How could I have brought so much pain and suffering to somebody just for a joke, just for a laugh at someone else's expense? A person has to say to himself, Me'osisi, what have I done? How could I have hurt and violated the Ratzon Hashem? Hashem created me for better things. And I didn't care by my own pain that I will get now from my own suffering. Lo chamalti al gufi. I am my worst enemy. Lo chamalti al gufi. I didn't care about the pain that my body will get now. Lo chasa eini alav mishachtoi. I didn't have compassion that Hashem now will punish me. Because of the hana, because of the pleasure of one fleeting moment. And I can be compared to, the Ramchal is talking in first person, I can be compared to a person who steals and plunders and eats and does whatever he wants. All the time knowing that as soon as he does this, he eats and steals, the judge will take his teeth and smash into the gravel. This is what a person has to be thinking to avoid, says Rabbi Yoina here in the first principle of tshuva. The first principle of tshuva, realizing the charata, how could I have done this? Me'osisi. How could I have done this?